Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. The El Paso City Council unanimously agreed to work with the University of Texas at El Paso on a $40 million grant from the federal government in aerospace and in manufacturing. The grant was funded by the Biden administration's Build Back Better Regional Challenge. The city and other local groups had backed UTEP on the grant, but now the city will have a co-lead role on the grant. Under a new agreement, the city can now have direct say in how the grant money is spent. And the U.S. Department of Justice awarded $2.2 million to the El Paso Police Department to hire more police officers. The federal grant is part of the DOJ's Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services to use for community policing, according to the city of El Paso. It is unclear how many police officers the city will be able to hire with the grant. In a statement, Mayor Renard Johnson said, quote, "This investment represents a major step forward in our ongoing efforts to keep El Paso one of the safest large cities in the country." In other news, a new school to replace Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, is complete, nearly 3.5 years after a mass shooting that killed 19 students and 2 teachers. Texas Public Radio's Camille Phillips attended the opening ceremony for the school, called Legacy Elementary.
Legacy Elementary is bright, colorful, and full of windows. But those windows are bullet-resistant. And even after you're let in the visitor's entrance, you need a key card to access the classrooms. At the center of the school is a courtyard that looks up into a steel 2-story tree with 2 big branches and 19 smaller branches, representing the teachers and students who died in the shooting. Javier Cáceres lost his 9-year-old daughter, Jackie, that day.
It is a great school, you know, for these children. You know, sadly, you know, it takes the lives of our children to make this school.
He says it's a bittersweet day, and he just wishes Jackie could have been one of the children to enjoy the school. I'm Camille Phillips in Uvalde.
And leaders in the Texas House and Senate have formed a joint committee to investigate the July 4th flooding in the Hill Country. As the Texas Newsroom's Blaise Gainey reports, lawmakers say the goal is to make sure the state is better prepared the next time a disaster hits.
After passing several flood-related bills during the special session, lawmakers promised they'd continue their response to the Hill Country disaster. Now, a 10-member committee, 5 representatives and 5 senators, will take a deeper look. Republican Representative Drew Darby is one of them. Ahead of the first special session, he said the tragedy could be a turning point.
Sometimes it takes a disaster like this to focus everyone upon a goal, a common goal, and a will to get that goal across the finish line.
House Speaker Representative Dustin Burroughs says that even with the bills passed during the second special session, there's still a need for what he called a comprehensive and thorough review. They have no meeting date set just yet. I'm Blaise Gainey in Austin.
And a North Texas Islamic Center says anti-Islam text messages sent by the head of the state's funeral agency prove religious discrimination. As KERA's Tolawani Osibem Owo reports, Epic is now suing the agency head over her role in the investigation into Epic's funeral practices.
The Texas Funeral Service Commission started investigating Epic's Islamic funeral rites in March, and Epic sued in July. Then texts surfaced that showed Commission Chair Kristen Tipps sending the agency's former executive director an anti-Muslim graphic and videos in May. Epic updated its lawsuit, and it pointed to Tipps' texts as evidence of, quote, religious animus motivating the commission's investigation rather than actual regulatory concern. TFSC says its investigation was motivated only by Epic allegedly operating as a funeral home illegally. I'm Toluwani Osibemowo in Dallas.
Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.